B-Pod Studios.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
We got to go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. We've got a guest waiting for us. Brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. It would be none other than Kyle Van Noy with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Kyle, how are you?
That was a weak intro.
Oh, no. Hold on.
That's why we got you on.
We've got you on. We want you to make sure you're on the line so you can hear us.
Listen good.
All right.
Up.
I was literally going to hang up and be very disappointed.
Wow.
Don't be tripping now.
All right. Listen. Well, let's play something and you either give it your approval or you reject it.
How do we get the fans involved, too? Because I would like their opinion, too.
Ooh. Well, they can tweet you. They can let you know through social media if it's good or not.
Okay, that's fair.
Well, you are looking for a video guy, too, I see, right?
I am. I need someone that's flexible for my YouTube channel because I only have a couple days out of the week to be able to do it, you know, like my off day. So they need to be flexible. So whoever wants to be that person for me, they need to hit me up on social media.
What type of projects are you going to be doing? I mean, you know, what type of...
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I do ticket giveaways. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I do a couple on...
We work at a radio station. We're not familiar with that. Go ahead.
By the way, we're actually giving away a pair of tickets in 8 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To
nice.
Your game.
That's yes. Well, I actually go around and surprise people that I... think deserve them. I surprised the owner of Amber Road Cafe in Canton, and there's two twins that are cooks in the back. I surprised them with tickets to Sunday night's game. And so I just go around the community and people that show me love and who I appreciate and admire their work ethic and all they do. I try to, you know, bring a smile to them and surprise them with tickets. So I'll be doing that all year. And, you know, as players, we get some flack for always being in the media for bad stuff. And I'm just going to videotape it this year to bring light to it that not all of us are bad guys. We do nice things. And I know it may come to people like, oh, why are you doing that? It's supposed to just be kindness. But at the same time, I want to show that, you know, football players can bring light to the world too, you know. And on top of that, we're doing food reviews where we call it Elite Eats. This is not to like go over and review saying, oh, this is a 5-star place or a 4-star place. It's more just giving them love. I view chefs and cooks kind of like football players. Mm. Everyone can go to their store and rate them and talk trash about them, but they can never say anything back. So this is their chance to, you know, say love, you know, show love to all their people, all their supporters that keep coming back to their stores and show basically tell them how much they appreciate them. And we also got to talk about a little bit about the haters. You know, you got to touch on it, but we're going to focus more on the love part and just show owners and chefs love about their places here in the Boston area.
Can we play your intro now?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, give it a listen.
WKBN Sports Talk.
The KVN show here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Now he throws down the middle in the double coverage. Ball tipped and picked off. Kyle Van Noy was able to intercept, diving to the 25.
The KVN show is coming back, baby.
Under pressure. Starts to roll. The ball's knocked out. Scooped up by Van Noy. Sprints past the 35-30. In the clear. Touchdown, Patriots.
KVN show back at it again.
Goff is going to be hit. Yeah. And down he goes. Kyle Van Noy closing in a hurry. Another sack in the playoffs.
Cash money play by number 53, Kyle Van Noy. What you think?
Dang, that was pretty good. I like it. I was impressed. That was good. I was not expecting that one. So congrats to you guys for putting that together and the people behind the scenes because I know Zolak, I know he don't know how to do any of that editing.
Right. So you know, some of us just show up, get ready to go, you know? Turn lights on.
That's funny.
Hey, real quick, I mean, at the end there, you had that big sack on that was that third and two. Jared Goff took that long loss. What do you make of the $110 million he just got breaking
134.
Records? 134. 134, 100, 110 guaranteed.
Yeah, a lot of money.
I don't like to talk about contracts.
That kind of answers it.
I'm going to stay away from it because, you know, yeah, it is what it is. I'm just focused on, you know, myself and earning one myself. I can't worry about other people's. But it would sure be nice to be that, have those pockets, 100 guaranteed. I mean, props to him.
Yeah, you'd have your own video company following you around.
Yeah, you're damn right I would.
Yeah, you wouldn't be asking on Twitter for someone with a video camera to help you out on Tuesdays.
Buddy, I could own my own production company.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, you could pay someone to do the tweets for you. You wouldn't even have to do your own tweets. That kind of money.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, you'd have a team.
That's funny.
All right, whole squad around.
Yeah, you got an actual game to get ready for on Sunday. How different is this? I mean, you have really nothing to go off but what they did in preseason. But, you know, it's a big year for Ben, too. It seems like everything's on his back, losing AB. Obviously, they didn't have Bell last year. You guys did not play against Connor. It was Samuels, I think, that had a pretty good game against you. But what are you expecting out of Pittsburgh Sunday night?
That's a good question. I think all of us are excited to see them because I feel like they're motivated as a group. I think they're tired of all the antics off the field and they want to get back to business and how it's being done. I mean, that's what you've heard a lot of the players say, that they're just excited to start the year and, you know, start fresh and new. And I think you're going to see that from them. And we got to be able to bring that same energy we have and, you know, play in front of a hostile home crowd that we have. We can't wait to get after in Gillette Stadium and, you know, just bring energy because this game, they don't know what we're going to be doing. We don't know necessarily everything they're going to be doing. Obviously, we have keys and reads that we need to make, but it's just going to be an in-game strategy game where you see what they're doing, they're going to see what we're doing and try to match it as best as possible.
How does taking Antonio Brown out of the equation affect the way that you guys approach them?
I think we're going to have the same approach because I think people are sleeping on Juju a little bit. He's a really, really good football player. I think James Washington's really good. He can stretch the field. So we're actually taking the same approach as if he was there. I know it's hard to, you know, replace someone that's going to eventually probably win a golden, you know, get a golden jacket in this league. Collectively, they have the right guys to be able to, you know, make up for that, in my opinion.
You know, one of the things about your defense is its versatility that's going to make it pretty good, we think, when we're talking about it. That's one of the things we always bring up. How much more work does that create for you in preparing each week to be able to do all the different things that this defense can do?
It's crazy getting defensive love, man. You guys are on it this year with this defense talk. I like it.
Yeah. That's what you do.
I go by what I see.
I mean, I'm really excited. We have a lot of versatility. We have a lot of guys that can do a lot of things. But I'm just excited to get back on the field with my guys. I'm tired of making fun of them. My jokes are running out, and so I need some new ones. And you know, that's going to happen on Sunday when they make plays and, you know, they get to celebrate after they make a play and they look kind of dumb. You know, that's going to be my ammo. So I'm looking forward to that.
A lot's been made of the age of the group, too. Like, and obviously the McCourties have been around forever. Hightower's been around forever. You're in, what, year six now, I think, right? So how does that benefit the group as a whole, the fact that you guys so much experience and so much institutional knowledge on that side of the ball?
Well, age is just a number. You guys should know that. it really is. We still feel young, and I think that's the beauty of this game. It'll forever be a kid's game, and we're just blessed to be able to play it. But, yes, having that knowledge, have played together so many games, and knowing what each other is going to do is very beneficial to us because we know where everyone needs to be, so where we don't need a coach to, like, get us going. We can get each other going by, you know, you need to be in the right spot or I need to be in the right spot. And it's kind of, we hold that standard for everyone. It doesn't matter if you're a rookie or you're, you know, a 12-year vet like Slater. Everyone's held to the same standard, and that, you know, it is what it is. And if you're not on board, like, you know, see ya.
What's Mayo been like as a play caller?
Well, how do you know he's calling the plays? How do you know it's not?
Sure looks like it.
Because we've seen it happen from the stands.
Well, maybe, I don't think he's calling for a hot dog with those signals.
Yeah,
huh?
Maybe he's just telling us, you know, like, hey, this call might be good. You know, call your own thing. How about that?
Oh,
is he looking for water?
Yeah.
Water. Gatorade.
So you win.
What's he looking for?
Maybe he's giving us the opinion of, you know, what's better, Chick-fil-A sandwich or Popeye's chicken sandwich. You never know.
What do you think?
You try Popeye's yet?
Hey, you know it's not one of my reviews. I can't let you all into my business yet. That might be one of my reviews.
You know what you should do?
How's the chicken sandwich at the Amber Road Cafe?
Hold on. How's Gerard Mayo been as just a coach in general, having a former linebacker being in the mix as a coach?
Okay, that's a better question.
I got to get something out of you there. Yeah.
I can answer that one. He's been amazing. Someone who's played the game. He's got the feel for the game and allows us to play to our strengths. And, you know, he knows the game really, really well. And with the combat of, you know, learning from Bill, it's only going to grow him as a coach. Him able to see the game in a different manner than he's normally used to. But to have the feel for the game as a coach in certain situations and to have the guys – he has to be able to coach. It's awesome. I've had nothing but great experience with Mayo, and I'm excited for his future in the coaching world.
What was Michael Bennett's reaction when he was told to play the nose as the only down lineman? What happened the first day you guys did that in practice? I'm just curious.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What happened? I just want to know how that went that first day. Like, what? Me? You sure you got the right guy? Me?
Does he have a chance to go off on Sunday night?
Don't we all?
Yeah, but I mean, you look at the big addition.
You make it seem like none of us came after that comment. You're like, does he?
What are you talking about? We've been pumping the defense's tires all preseason.
I mean, I think, honestly, he has a chance to, you know, have a career year. That's my opinion. He looks like he's young and fresh as ever. And just the things he's able to do at every position, like, you never know where he could line up. And he's really good at what he does. He's very disruptive. I'm happy he's on our team. I'm tired of watching him do it to our offense.
Yeah, get him angry. Yeah, get him really angry for Sunday night.
I just tell him that Marty's cooler, and that sure gets under his skin. I'm like, Marty's cooler than you, man.
He's another one of the old guys.
Hang some signs. Do some of that.
Age is just a number.
Yeah.
Age is just a number.
Right. I think it really is. Why do people think when you hit 30, like, you all of a sudden suck at football? Like,
because we've seen it happen before.
Yeah, I mean, but how many 30-year-olds have been balling still? A lot more than people realize.
Yeah, what you write on that, Bert?
Yeah, oh. Bert. Take that, Bert.
So you've got all this evidence for me? I didn't know.
Right, look at that.
Take that as a helmet.
No, but I think.
Bert, don't be a hater, Bert. You're hating. Don't be a hater. You're going to come on the KVN show. You can't be a hater.
But, I mean, obviously your quarterback's 42. You're playing against an older quarterback Sunday night. Breeze and everything.
But he's falling off, right, because he's older, 30, Bert.
Well, quarterbacks are different. No, but Kyle, quarterbacks are different. Quarterbacks are protected,
They'll all tell you that.
Look at
Edelman,
the rules have changed. They're not getting hit the same way. You guys are taking the punishment. It's respect to you in a certain way.
Yeah, but
it's tough to make it to 30. As a linebacker, it's tough to make it to 30.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I think there's a lot of players in the league that are ballers over 30. And, you know, linebackers, whatever, any position. If you make it over 30 and you're still playing, I think media and coaches put players in that category. You hit 30 and all of a sudden you fell off. But when their numbers are looking the same, you know, I still think I think it's ridiculous. So you're a hater, Bert.
You got 2 years to go, Bert.
Yeah, Bert.
2 years to go.
Oh, he just looked your age up. Wow. He just looked your age up.
I sure did.
I got two. So so I got 2 years left, and then I suck.
Well, no. I'm saying you got 2 years until you can prove your point.
We'll see then. I can't wait to give you the middle finger when I'm 30.
Yes,
I'll take it.
Just remember your next video. On your next video, you got to list Burt Breer and the MMQB as a bunch of haters.
That's right.
That's what you gotta do. I can't do that. That's giving him too much credit. This is a one time thing. After this, I don't know who Burt is.
Burt Breer and Felger Maz on the same list.
That's right.
That's what you gotta do. Put them on the same.
Who are they?
Don't be calling him out now.
All right, Kyle. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Kyle.
Good luck on Sunday night.
Yep. Kick their ass.
See you to Bertrand and Zoe, but not Bert.
Okay. See you later. Ouch. See you later, Bert.
It's been a tough segment for me.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.